As we prepare for this next meditation and channel, I want to take you on a journey into Mount Shasta, and we're going to exit. And so think about what it is you want. What is it that you want? And that you have so much help. All you have to do is get into the asking, what do you want? And so I invite you to close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, understand this is an internal journey that is personal just for you. And even though we are walking in this inner landscape, it can be as real in your 3D reality if you choose it to be. And so as we are in this inner landscape, I want you to feel, sense, visualize, or imagine walking along and coming to the base of Mount Shasta. And as you stand there in deep admiration for the mountain, there is a shimmering door that draws you to it like a magnet. You feel that energetic pull. And you go towards that door and you realize it isn't a door at all. It's an opening. And you walk through that door, down the steps. And the first person to greet you is Aurelia Louise Jones. And standing next to her is the collective consciousness known as Adama. And they say, "Greetings, dear one. We have been waiting for you. We are here to assist you on your journey today." And you continue walking down the stairs until you come into this amazing crystalline cavern, sparkling with crystals, and a white light that is so bright and dazzling, and yet you can still gaze upon it. And within that white light, it is so welcoming and nurturing, and you hear a question. What do you want? And before you can even answer, you are given a bag of tools and you are given a bag of gifts that you are to hold and carry with you. And the instructions are this: when you need the correct tool, it will appear. All you have to do is open that toolbox and it will magically appear. And when you feel you are ready to give someone a gift from you and your core essence, all you have to do is open that gift bag and reach in, and there will be a gift from you to someone else. And so at this point in time in your journey, these are the only two things that you need. And so you pick up your bag of tools and you pick up your bag of gifts. And with deep gratitude, you thank all the beings within the mountain. And you are guided back out the other side, knowing that you can return to this moment, return to this place, so that you can have even more interactions and receive more tools and gifts and anything else that you desire. It's all there for the asking. And as you come out, just allow yourself to now sit outside the mountain and quietly integrate that experience as we now listen to the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It is common When you go into an indigenous area that has been a land that has known sacredness for thousands of years, it is common for a human being to stop for a moment and ask permission of the guardians of the land to proceed. More than courtesy, it's an honoring, even if you do not know who they are or do not know the belief systems of those who live there. Dear ones, we're going to do that right now. I'm going to do that with you right now because of what I'm going to tell you next. I ask permission right now for the guardians of the mountain, the Star Mothers, all of those that they represent that you know, all of those who are collectively with them, for the message that they've been waiting for me to give you. Do I have permission for that? So I'm going to do it. Thank you. For the past few years, we have been discussing the time capsules of the nodes and the nulls on this planet. Esoteric they are, in places you don't expect they are. All sacred mountains they are. And in that, there was a push and pull system of energy that helped to clear this planet and help consciousness to raise. Because in this time, in this shift, it's more than you can expect for humanity alone. Because the energy of negativity, of darkness, is strong. And the fear of change, even with light workers, is strong. But the ones who often hold the dark the strongest are the most powerful financially. They threaten. You've always needed help at this time, and it wasn't that long ago, only 2 years, that all of the 12 nodes and nulls aligned and were activated, and the energy started pouring out. Just about the time COVID arrived. Those are time capsules. And you say, well, what is a time capsule? Well, that is for those who planted them. That is the release of energy when it's time. That's what that means. Those were all given to you by those who are currently in the mountain. As odd as it might sound, as eye-rolling as it might be, you are looking at your societies and seeing the results. Light is being shined on this planet, and darkness is coming out of the woodwork, as they say. Things you didn't expect emerging to fight the battle between dark and light, and here it is. You need help, and you're getting it. The very land itself starting to vibrate differently. Gaia with its hand out saying, will you recognize me yet? Will you take the hand of the love of this planet, Mother Earth, and go into this battle? A battle that only means you have to send and understand a little more about compassion and love and the use of it, because that is the main thrust of what will conquer that which you don't want here, that which no longer belongs here. Negativity on this planet is like a disease that has attached itself because you allowed it. And it would never have attached itself if there were no darkness. And that disease will go away when this planet starts to think together at a higher level. And that is starting. Otherwise, you would not see the things that are here. Did you get that? You would never have seen the things here that are disturbing you so much if it were not for the light that is on this planet. And that's why you're here. Those nodes and nulls were seeded here. And what I mean by that is they were planted in case they were needed. There was no guarantee that with free choice you would skip that which had been prophesied for eons, that Armageddon, that World War III, which is not going to happen. But you went through it and came to this place where you're in meetings like this and people are listening to messages like this to say, what is next? Light is next. That's what's next. And more light means more trouble for a while, because it's not going to win. Light will win. If you don't fear it, if you don't cower and run the other way, if you don't give in. Well, there's something else. There's another time capsule, and it's in you. It's never been activated, ever, and it's in you. And it takes the form that I'm going to give you metaphorically again so you will understand what this means. This is so esoteric and so multidimensional that it would be confusing to the max if I told you what was really within you that has not yet been released, that has been waiting for this moment. The 4 weeks in July that I will give channelings in that which you call the Circle of 12, all of which will eventually be free and public, are all going to be on this subject. The biggest of these will be given to you in this group now and tomorrow. I'm waiting for tomorrow to give you the one that cannot be given until I tell you about this one. Here is the metaphor. You all know about farming, how it works, horticulture. You have the seeds that you plant, you cover them with dirt, you water them, and then there's a harvest. That's easy. I want you to think of all of these things I am telling you now in that way. In Lemuria, when you receive 23 chromosomes, pairs of chromosomes instead of the 24 you had before, some moved over, some took another way. Other things took place that I'm going to tell you about tomorrow. It created a new kind of human, one that the scientists puzzle at, because you didn't come from anything here. That's what they say. That's when the lineage of humanity broke away from Earth and came from the stars. And part of that process was the implantation into you of seeds. Seeds that were metaphysical because they are multidimensional. Metaphysics beyond physics. You cannot see them in a microscope. You cannot measure them. But they're there. It's like it's tough to measure consciousness, but it's there. And these seeds were in all of your relatives, all of humanity, all of your lineage, they didn't change. They're not hereditary to a human. They're hereditary to the Star Mothers. From space, UK. You came from somewhere else, and you carry that DNA with you. And in that DNA, there are seeds. And the seeds have many layers. Now, you don't have any trouble with that either. If you're going to plant some seeds, you go to the seed store. How many seeds are you going to find? What kind of plant do you want? Do you want things that grow and that harvest and you grow them again? Do you want things that are edible? Do you want things that are beautiful? Do you think things that make your heart feel better? There are seeds upon seeds upon seeds. That's why it gets complicated, because that's what's in your DNA. I'm going to call them seeds for the future. This group would understand this. This group can activate and understand this. It's why you're here, in the shadow of the mountain, and not somewhere else. It's time to plant certain seeds. And that is not difficult because they are right now coming out for you to plant. They've been hidden, very, very much so, just like the nodes and the nulls. You never heard that esoteric information until you were deep within the precession of the equinox, like now. And so this information you will not find in the texts of metaphysics. But it has been alluded to, even scripturally. They're light seeds that would come out to produce eventually an evolved earth, an ascended planet. And it starts now. It starts with you. And any of those human beings who would take a moment to listen, understand, cognize, believe, and understand a core truth that has never been spoken before. In your DNA, dear ones, are the seeds of light for the future generations of the planet, to be planted by you and others who hear this message and the messages that you will then continue. Because all you have to do is acknowledge that they are there and visualize them being planted. Now, there are those who say, I have a hard time visualizing anything. Really? Then go to a seed store anywhere you want to. Pretend it's the seed you think it is and put it in the ground. That's all you have to do. That's all that is needed because they are out now. They are waiting for you. Now, which ones will you plant? Which ones will you plant? When you plant a seed, you are activating it, are you not? It can be dormant for years and years and years. You put it in the ground, cover it with earth and soil and water it, and something happens. And that's what's going to go on right now. When you plant the seed, you visualize it coming out, you acknowledge it's there, you see the magnificence of what it is, and you see yourself planting it into the ground. But perhaps it's more than into the soil of the earth. Seeing it being planted into the consciousness in the magnetic grid, in all the grids of Mother Earth right now. Now, what is the seed to plant? There are so many. But there's one that must be planted first that allows all of the others to work. I bet you know which one it is. You come from the creative source. That source is beyond beyond. It drips with a magnificence of unbelievable love, a love that you cannot even imagine, no matter what words you have, no matter what you think you've seen on the planet, no matter what you believe is love. That is the creative source. The universe was created in love. There's systems in love that you don't understand. How could a god ever do this or that on this planet? And you look around, not understanding the whole picture about how souls come and go for reasons that are beyond you. You see very, very smallly in a very large place. This love is beyond anything that has ever been taught to you by any spiritual leader on the planet, because it's higher in consciousness than you can believe or understand or imagine. And the big one is this: your soul is eternal in both directions. It is part of the creative source. Your soul was not created. It was already there. Your soul and all the souls in the galaxy, in the universe, all of them, we're all part of the creative source. That is part of God. And this you'll find in your scripture. God is inside you, but not to the extent you ever thought it was. Your soul you carry around with you. It's not on the other side of the veil. It's here. It's now. Masters taught you that, showed you that. It's a premise you have to get used to. Now, if your soul is part of God and always was, that means that you as you sit there with your soul around you, are still part of God. And the only thing that keeps you from this incredible knowledge and love is the power of belief. What have you been told about it? What do you see around you? How big are you? What have you been told that keeps you from the magnificence of all of this? What would happen, someone would say, if I took upon that moniker and that name and that persona that I am part of God, would I disappear into a vapor? I'll tell you, no, you become compassionate and kind and loving. You become somebody people want to be around you because they can see it. When you speak a few words, they can see who you are. That's what we're talking about. That's what happens. People see the love of the Creator of God inside you. And all you have to do is stand there and you emit it. That seed has to be number one. Because what follows in number two, I'll give to you tomorrow, is the big one. You must understand this concept. If you want to do these things, there's no, I'll try it and see if it works, and then I'll back out. No, you won't. This is something you cognize completely and say, I'm in. Just as sure as you'll jump off the bank of a river and gravity will deliver you to the water, that's how sure it is that this will happen when you say, I'm in. It's time for this group, if you choose to lift yourself above everything that's 3D, every trouble, anything you've been told, who you think you are, what statements you've been making about what you want that you're not, and you get above all of that. And you raise above it to a place where you can hold up your hand and you say, I want my star seed. And I give permission, I'm in. And the first thing I want is to feel this love transfer wisdom of everything that is in a certain way to me, so that slowly things will begin to make sense, unravel, and I'll have the peace that I have deserved since I was born that nobody told me I had. Well, I'm telling you, you have it. Now you can claim it. Plant that seed first. Today, so I can give you some more information tomorrow about the big one. Crying, what have you just told us? You're bigger than you think. You have no idea what kind of changes in your life can occur right now. Crying, I don't understand these. I don't understand that love. You don't have to. I told you yesterday, do you really have to understand things in order to receive them from a magnificent source who knows everything? It's the answer to almost everything you've ever asked. When that starts to emit in your body, to entrain itself from the Creator to you in your body, when that begins, all manner of things will also happen. Understanding. When people who have irritated you perhaps before, suddenly they don't. And yet they didn't change. What's going on there? You. That's what's going on. All of these kinds of things that we've talked about, that you've asked for, and the healings, are interrelated to the one seed. Understanding yourself. Loving that part of yourself that you got from the creative source. Not the ego part. The love part. And laying the groundwork. It's going to be the fertile place for all the other seeds. You're the first to hear it. And then it will be broadcast next month to any light worker who says, that is what I've been waiting for. You see, all of you at some level have been waiting for this. All of you. You've sensed it coming. And now it's here. The ability to go beyond what you were ever told you could do. Coming to you from the earth, from the stars, from the Creator itself. I'm Kryon, in love with all of you. Congratulations for a new era on this planet. And so it is.